I'm Mark Huffman with the Daily Crypto Report for MoneyWatch Radio. The Securities and Exchange Commission will take a closer look at cryptocurrencies, according to the Wall Street Journal. Specifically, the SEC will try to determine whether cryptocurrency initial coin offerings should come under the same close scrutiny as stock shares. In an ICO, investors swap both real or cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin, for tokens for the crowdfunded cryptocurrency that's being offered. If and when the ICO's funding goal is reached and the project finally begins, those tokens theoretically become functional units of currency. Sales pitches for ICOs often include extra perks like hefty discounts for investors who are dropping a lot of real money into the game. The Marshall Islands is about to become the first country to make a cryptocurrency its official money. The island's parliament passed legislation this week declaring that its new currency, named Sovereign, will be distributed and exchanged as a digital coin. It replaces the U.S. dollar as official currency. Workforce and fleet payments provider FleetCore Technologies has become the latest to try out Ripple's XRapid product, which utilizes its custom cryptocurrency XRP. Financial consultants Cambridge Global Payments, which FleetCore acquired last year, will also be part of the partnership, according to Coinbase. Cambridge has been a Ripple client since 2017. NFL star Richard Sherman has been into Bitcoin since 2014 when he started accepting it for merchandise on his website. He now owns several of them and is a big believer in the cryptocurrency. But Sherman tells Money Magazine his biggest complaint with the current system is the transaction fees when you trade the coins. If you make a lot of trades, he says, it adds up. His advice to new traders? Know when to buy, when to sell, and when to huddle. That's the Daily Crypto Report from MoneyWatch Radio. I'm Mark Huffman.